Hope you're all comfortable. Make yourself as comfortable as you can. Try to avoid the struggle with the body as good as you can. It's not about your sitting position. So if the body doesn't give you any trouble for 45 minutes, that's great. And if it does give you a little bit of trouble, then make sure you don't sit with any pain, but maybe with a little bit of discomfort with it, which is unavoidable. And everybody has to go through that. But just this kindness from the very beginning, you know you're not going to harm your body, not going to have any knee damage words. And if it's getting too uncomfortable, just move. And trying to bring up this little bit of appreciation. This gratitude for not having to think about the future or the past now. And just being here in the moment, aware. And as always, I would like you not to focus so much on any particular object, but just focus on your attitude. Focus on that is watching that process. And if the watcher has a comfortable, content, nice attitude, then whatever you will experience will shine through in the same light. And if you find out the watcher is too critical, just give it a little bit of encouragement. But don't scold it like a little child. Just be nice. And if the thoughts absolutely do not want to stop, make sure at least for this 45 minutes you think nice thoughts, wholesome thoughts, uncritical thoughts. Thoughts that lack discontent. If you can put your effort there, you at least develop a very wholesome mind state for this 45 minutes. Even if it doesn't get completely still. That's a big step already. It's always out of that contentment, out of that joyfulness of the mind that it gets still. Never with force, never with aggression. Never with disappointment. Well, let's see how it goes. Good luck. comments or questions? Mm-hmm. Between volition and what?
Attitude.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they're so close together that's very hard to distinguish, isn't it? Sort of when I talk about the watcher is always that in that particular moment what is aware of what is going on. And that in the moment that watcher wants to change the situation, that's where volition comes into place, isn't it? So there's basically discontentment already with the situation, manipulation. That's where volition kicks in. Huh? The watcher neutral is basically a very, very high state of meditation, that when the interference stops. But for that, the mind has to have so much joy in itself that it just doesn't have any interest in manipulating what is going on. And that's the whole trouble of it, isn't it? Because it's never that comfortable in itself. Usually it's trying to manipulate. And, yeah, but the more positive, the more content the attitude of the mind is, the less volition will come into the meditation. And that's usually how I encourage people to meditate. And not trying to hold the mind anywhere in particular. I'm just allowing the mind, okay, now it's the rattling of the, I don't know what's making that sound up there. And then it's back to the breath, and then it's back somewhere in the body. Some sweat is running down my neck and whatnot because it's hot. And it's just, don't try to keep it anywhere in particular, just this. And it can develop into a very nice feeling, sort of, yeah, wherever you want to go, go. Huh? And that's for me taking the hand off what's going on there in that process, and also by reflecting for a long time already that I'm really not in control of that whole business. It's just going on and on and on, if I want it or not. But it's just getting very unpleasant if my attitude towards that process is negative. And it's getting very, very nice and at ease when that attitude is okay. And then it's also when volition stops, manipulator stops. Does that answer anything to you? The world doesn't have any questions as well? I'm very glad. So there would be hundreds of questions now here. I'm sitting the whole day. Anybody else in the room? Otherwise, we pack it up for today. Okay, have a nice afternoon. Thank you.